Our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report gives you an opportunity to meet different business people, hear about businesses in our community, along with organizations. And today we're going to tell you an update on Brightworks Co-working, this co-working space located on Ann Arbor's north side. And there's one close to Briarwood Mall as well. Has a big announcement this morning on the Lucy Ann Land Show as we welcome Kate Arbor. She is the community manager at Brightworks Co-working. What is the announcement?
Well, good morning and thank you. We do. We have our location over on off of Miller Road in the Forest Cove office park. And then we have our location at the 777 building at State and East Eisenhower. And we, this winter, will be opening our third location in downtown Ann Arbor on Liberty Street.
Wow.
We are so thrilled and excited, a little bit surreal because we are only in our second year of operation and we're getting ready to open our third location, but we've had such amazing success building such incredible communities for our members that we saw the opportunity and we had this beautiful space available, two stories. It has a mezzanine, it has lounges, it has offices, a beautiful meeting space.
Where on Liberty? What was in there?
So you might be, it's at 255 East Liberty. So most people in Ann Arbor are familiar with Afternoon Delight right on the corner of 5th and East Liberty. And we're in that building on the second floor.
Oh,
the second
really?
Floor and then a mezzanine level.
Wow, nice. I didn't know that had that all in there.
Yes, yes. And it's, you know, it's got all those great quirks and fun characteristics of an old building and, you know, tons of windows, tons of light right along Liberty. Just a fantastic space.
I think this is pretty incredible because I thought by now a lot of companies would have pulled back employees into their original workspaces. You don't see that happening?
We're seeing that, but we're also seeing a lot of our members are people who are in their second, third career of their lifetime, and maybe they've retired from their previous employment and are now getting ready to take their talents and put them towards something new. Or had a part of their business that they always really enjoyed but wanted to kind of flesh out a little bit more. So we're getting a lot of folks who are entrepreneurs starting their own business, doing their own thing. We have some amazing therapists that have used our spaces and our members in our community, just really innovative, exciting people that are ready to kind of strike out on their own. Or perhaps they've always worked at home and they're kind of getting to the point where they need to kind of take parts of their house back.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, it feels good to go to work and then leave work at work.
It does. It does. And there's a lot to say about collaboration because that happens in co-working spaces.
100%. There's nothing that warms my heart more. And I'm, you know, a hospitality girl at heart. So, but there's nothing that makes me more thrilled than looking down a hallway and seeing people kind of like light chatter and banter in the kitchenette. And then you realize that they actually don't work together. They're in separate businesses,
right.
But we're bringing them together. They're making those connections. They're talking about business and, you know, ebb and flow and where things are and how they're all doing. And that's just, that is community.
And who knows what kind of collaborations can come out of that.
Absolutely.
So, Kate, there are so many co-working spaces that have opened up over the last few years in our region. What makes Brightworks different?
Well, I said it before, I use the word hospitality, and I really think that's something that we bring to the table, and that's been our strong focus. We also have done some really innovative things with our spaces where we name our open public areas, our lounges, our kitchens, our co-working areas after famous creators and bright minds. So at our location at Brightworks on Liberty, we'll have the Hawking co-working, we'll have the Beethoven meeting room, but then we'll also have lounges that where you can kind of settle in and get comfortable and think and work that are focused on Jane Austen, mm-hmm. You know, Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, just incredible people that, you know, those great minds and creators that came before us.
That's a unique aspect.
Absolutely.
What are the amenities that come with Brightworks co-working in your various locations?
Well, we always have our amazing relationship with Sweetwater's Coffee. So that is there. We also have free internet and free printing. You know, you get credits to use the meeting room when you get a private office membership or a co-working membership. And then once again, it's that community element. It's the support, you know, having somebody who's there to meet your clients when they walk in the door and then walk them back.
Mm-hmm.
Just having another friendly face when you start your day or end it.
So when people come in, they are greeted by someone.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't happen at all co-working spaces generally. So.
Well, we try to bring that element of hospitality and warmth to it because I think that's what makes a difference.
Yeah. I know that you have, with the holiday season coming up, an opportunity for people who maybe don't have space there to actually rent space and host their parties there.
Yeah, absolutely. People don't know about it because, you know, Forest Cove is this beautiful, beautiful building off of Miller Road. And in it, we have a space that holds up to 120 people. windows on two sides. So, you know, get the best of all the seasons right on the edge of the Botsford Preserve. So it's just an amazing space. And right now we're offering it 50% off for booking it for the holiday season. We just want to see it used and loved as much as we love
it. And you bring your own caterer in?
That's the fantastic part. You're not locked into a particular like hotel caterer or a caterer at a certain venue. Use whoever you like. We're excited to help.
Give us an idea of what pricing might look like for that, especially with the 50% off room rental fee right now.
So right now you're looking at getting in and getting the room for at least 4 hours for as little as $500.
Oh, wow. All right. And then do you have a kitchen there? What's available?
We do have a kitchenette that's available so that catering crews can come in and lay everything out and just be able to bring stuff right down the hall into the space.
All right. How do people inquire about that?
You can go ahead and look us up at www.brightworkscoworking.com, or you can give us a call. All of our information is available online. We are Google. We come up very quick.
BrightworksCoworking.com and inquire about those rental of the rooms for the November and December parties on the way. And that could just be family events. It could be businesses.
100%. We've hosted several family events on the weekends. We've really enjoyed it.
All right.
Tables and chairs included in that rental, too.
Oh, excellent. You also have something that I think is kind of quirky and fun, a plant library.
Yes. One of my amazing, amazing associates and colleagues, Ashley Johnson, came up with this great idea. We have a lot of offices that don't necessarily get the best light all day, every day to keep plants alive. But it's good. And, you know, study after study shows the importance of having plants or in your space. So what she created was this amazing plant library where you can literally go and check a plant out for a day or a week. You literally sign it out like you sign a book out. And then at the end of the week or day, you take it back. And then we have these cute little signs that we just stick right in the plant bed that says, I'm on plant PTO. I need a little R&R after a long week of bringing sunshine and greenery to someone.
What a cute idea.
And people have loved it.
At your Forest Cove location, you have an art gallery as well with original pieces. And who is this artist?
The artist is the very, very acclaimed Susan Hauptman. And she created some of the most beautifully haunting and just like they grab you and make you think. Just these incredible charcoal drawings, pencil drawings, a ton of really, really incredible self-portraits where she's doing really deep, she did really deep self-reflection. Just so, such a privilege to be able to have them.
Susan Hauptman's work is in the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Detroit Institute of Arts. I had not realized that she had this connection then to Jeff Hauptman, is her nephew, who is the owner of all of these properties and a developer in our community here. So very interesting.
Such a privilege for us.
So that art gallery at Forest Cove location. But the big announcement this morning on 1290 WLBY by Kate Arbor, the community manager over at Brightworks Coworking, is they are now adding a third location. This one will be in downtown Ann Arbor. So they've got the 777 building co-working in there, and then the one over at Forest Cove off of Miller, and now on Liberty above Afternoon Delight, your third location.
And we're going live today, which means that people will be able to hop on. And if you're interested in learning more about the space, you can give us a call and talk to us, but you can also book and reserve a private office ahead of time as well.
All right. We need to talk about how that works because you've got various levels.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
What each of them gives the person. So
we have virtual memberships. That's kind of your base entry level. And what that is it's an address. So say you don't want to have your address, your home address, be your business address. You have the virtual option. It's $75 a month. You can come in during our office hours, which are 9 to 3 Monday through Thursday and 9 to noon on Friday. You get a mailbox. You can collect your mail. You can come in and work and get a cup of coffee, you know, kind of be entrenched in the community during those hours. The next step is our co-working, and that's $125 a month. That gives you that mailbox. It gives you all that access that you had with a virtual, but you're allowed 24/7 access, 365.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to come in. You can get a dedicated desk to work at and, you know, join us whenever it suits you. If you start early, if you work different hours, if you work European hours, for example, or overseas hours, it's such a good option. And then next, we have our private offices. Our private offices at Brightworks on Liberty are going to start at $589 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, once again, you get that free internet, the free printing, access to free coffee. You get the community, you get the meeting room, you get the credits, you get all those perks of the virtual and co-working as well.
Wow. So you're saying that just for the 125, though, you still get a dedicated desk, not in private space, but that would be a little bit more.
Yep. But you get a desk that you can work at.
That's really a great deal, I think, especially for a lot of entrepreneurs out there who have been struggling out of their own homes to do the kind of work
absolutely.
That they want
absolutely.
To do.
Another great feature of it is with those virtual and co-working memberships, you actually also get access to all three of our spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just stuck at one location.
Oh.
So say you're doing sales meetings and you find yourself on the south side, you know, hop into 777 and do some work while you're there. Say you're downtown at Brightworks on Liberty, you can pop in, print something off, do whatever you need to do, catch up on emails real quick before you go to that next meeting or that lunch.
This is such a great way to use space, too, that maybe hasn't been leased out in a while because of the changes with various business, et cetera, to have it utilized this way.
Absolutely. It was the vision of Jeff Houtman, and, you know, it's my pleasure and thrilled to bring it to life. And we see that people are really enjoying and utilizing it,
and they
get it.
Kate, what do you see in the future for co-working? What do you think people need to be aware of, and where is this going?
Well, I see we have had a huge increase in small businesses, not just entrepreneurs, but small businesses. So maybe you're a business that's just three or four people. Maybe you're even a business of eight people, but you're getting ready for, you know, the CEO to retire. So you have to do succession planning. Don't want to get locked in on a 5-year or 10-year lease, you need a little bit more flexibility. Or maybe you're just starting out and you have your first four employees, but you're like, I'm not ready to get locked into anything. I just need a little bit of flexibility to see what our next move is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what co-working allows you to do. It allows you to kind of build those norms before you make the larger commitments to that brick and mortar space.
So how long are the contracts then with?
You can do them anywhere from month to month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. I have a couple people at my Forest Cove location who have asked for 2 years right off the bat.
Wow. Do prices change depending on that?
Absolutely. Okay. The longer you're with us, the lower that rate gets.
Where bright minds get to work, Brightworks Co-working. They're the feature on our Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today. They offer private offices, meetings, and shared spaces. Their co-working hub has all the perks for meaningful work, and now a third location in the mix that they're going to be booking soon. It's right off of Liberty above Afternoon Delight in the heart of downtown Ann Arbor, along with Forest Cove on the north side, and then closer to the south side, of course, the 777 building. Kate, always nice talking with you.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Third location. Great to see that it is growing. Kate Arbor, community manager at Brightworks Co-working. And for information about Brightworks, go online to brightworkscoworking.com. And more info on the chamber, it's a2ychamber.org. This is the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.